Okay, today is Daf Kuf Nun Dalid. We are on Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis on the bottom, on the first line where the lines are wide. Amr of Ada Bar Ava, Hoysa Chavilaso Munachas Lo Al Ksefo. If you have a package, I don't know what else to call it, not a wallet, not a book, but some heavy load, and you're walking before Shabbos, and Shabbos begins, so what do? Says the Gemara, run. Rots tachteha ad shemagia lebeso. Run with it till you get to your house. Dafka rots, only run. Avol kali kali lo. Don't walk slow. Run to your house. Again, you didn't do an akir before Shabbos. Because when you're walking, you're trekking, you have this package over your shoulder, Shabbos came, now start running. Don't walk, run. My time of why? Kivon de les le hekeira. I'm sorry, my time of kivon de les le hekeira. Since there's no hecker, what's going to change in your life? Asilum ever akira v'hanacha. You might do an akira and hanacha. You might stop. You might. So you got to change your pace to make sure it's a wake up call. Oh, I got to do something different now. Shabbos came. If I don't run, I'll stop. I'll start. I'll do akira hanacha and I'll carry on Shabbos. I have nowhere to go. I have nowhere to put it. It's full of valuables. I'm not going to just drop it. So keep on running. Run with it. So why don't we say the same thing by the kiss? By the wallet. We said yesterday, no, job walk with the wallet, walk the less than dollar amas. Right? You walk, you're stuck with your wallet. What do you do? Walk, start and stop. Second over here, we're saying to run. And the other thing, start and stop. It's exact opposite halacha. Right? So the Ramban says that, in a chanami, you can run with the wallet too. But it's a better eitzah not to run with the wallet. It's a better eitzah to walk slower. To stop every dalat amas. Not sure why, that's what he says. We'll get to another similar answer soon. So at the end of the day, kimata lebeise, ef shedalo kai purta, how are you getting into your house? You can't just run into your house. Right? All the doors are wide, you know, like in the cartoons, and the doors open and you run right in. That's not really realistic. How are you getting into your house? So you're going to have to stop at some point to get into your house. So when you stop, then you carry it, because you're starting up again. So how are you getting into your house? Right? So, kimata lebeise, EF shir, the lo koi porta. Not going to stop for a second, for kumayal mishut sarab and mishut sayachid. How are you going to get in? How are you pulling that off? Logistically, how are you doing it?
How is it an akira? It's
on a so, because when you stop, and then you start again. It's akira. And the answer is, zarek le klachiyad. Now you throw it in a funny way. Throw it into your property in a funny way while you're still running. You never stopped. It's klachiyad. You got the stuff to your house. And all shalom ha'yisrael. Ask Tosfos, bottom Tosfos, Tema, kidarshinan laholicho pachos midal aramos, tikshilei nami hachi. Same thing with the wallet. We said with your wallet, walk less than dalar amos. Walk less than dalar amos. Now what do you do when you get to your house? What do you do with it when you get to your house? You got to stop at some point. So at some point, you're doing an akira and a hanacha. And how are you getting into your house? How are you getting the wallet into your house? How are you pulling that off? Tosfos doesn't answer it. So the Ramban says, was it the Ramban? The Rosh says, right? Of course you're throwing it with a kiss, with a wallet. Of course you have to throw it klachiyad. The Gemara didn't have to say that. There's no other way of getting it into your property. Of course you have to throw klachiyad. No shaila. A big package, how are you throwing that klachiyad? That the Gemara had to say, that you throw klachiyad. Throw klachiyad, so you didn't do any akira, you didn't do any carrying. A wallet? For sure. No question about it, you're doing a klachiyad. How else are you getting it on there? There's no other way to do it. Okay. Amr of Dimi Bar Chama. So now back to this. Hamachamer es behemto b'shabbos. If you're machamer an animal, which means you lead an animal, b'shogeg chayev chatos. If you do it b'shogeg chayev chatos, b'mezid chayev skila. You do b'mezid chayev skila. In other words, machamer is no different than the 39 malachas. It's the exact same thing. So why isn't one of the 39? Why isn't it one of the 39? So the answer is, because it wasn't in the Mishkan. There was no Mechamer in the Mishkan. But, according to this man, the Amar, it has the same value, the same chashivas, the same onesh, as a Malacha. Exact same thing. Right? My time, what's the reason for that? Amar Rava, Amar Kro, it says, Lo Sase Kol Malacha. It says, Lo Sase Kol Malacha. Don't do any work. Ata, you, Uvehemtecha. And your animals. Behemto dum yadidei. Your animals just like you. Ma hu shogi chayev chatas mezit chayev skila. Af behemto nami. Beshogi chayev chatas bemezit chayev skila. Same exact same thing. Amar Rava, chet shuvas bedavar. There's two reasons why that's not true. Says Rava, there are two reasons why that's not true. Chada, first of all, dechsiv Torah achas yiyo lachem ba'ose b'shkaga v'nefesh asher taseh b'yad Rama. Which means, that's talking about by Avodah Zarah, when you do an Avira, you have to do it b'mezid. You have to have kavana b'mezid. You don't do an Avira, you don't do an Avira like Mezazik and Avira. I didn't realize that I was doing that. Bowed down. That's not bowing down to an idol. Right, I thought I was bowing down to put my eyelid, my lenses in. Look at this, there was an idol there. No, I was not over Avodah Zarah for that. You had no kavana. You gotta do it with kavana, you gotta do it with intent. Hukshu kol Torah kula Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah da Avid Maisa Begufe. You have to do a maisa yourself. Halchanami ad the oved maisa begufe. You have to do a maisa over here on Shabbos. What maisa did you do? Did the animal went? What kind of maisa is that? Not a maisa on you? Tez Rava, that can't be over. That can't be this adoraisa. It can't be skila for that. You can't get skila for that. Because you led an animal? Rashi says, he says, Dechsiv, lo'ose bishkaga, on the fourth bottom line, v'hacha, lo'kafir balacha. You didn't do anything. Ella, dibur ba'alma, shamanic b'kol. With your voice, you steer the animal. Habrei de shogig eino chayev carbon. You didn't do a maisa. In order to be chayev a carbon, you have to do a maisa. And a maisa by mistake.
If you're buying an animal, that's considered.
We're going to get to that question.
So
apparently the same thing. You didn't do a maisa. You didn't do a maisa of Isser.
You didn't move.
Even if you pull it, you didn't move. I mean, pulling maybe with reins, but I'm saying, you don't do that. You didn't do anything. You can't be chayev a shogig, you can't be chayev a mezid for that. You gotta do something. Like a Avodah Zarah, you gotta do it. You can't do it, what do you call it? You can't do it, but you know, just happen to happen. There's no grumma like this. So, that's the first reason why this can't be true. Second reason is, Tanan, ha-machal es ha-shabbos. If you're machal Shabbos, bedavar, shechayavon, al shigagas el chatos, if you have on something that's a mistake, you bring the chatos. You wrote a letter to your buddy. So, you know, I totally forgot it was Shabbos. I wrote a whole letter. 4-page letter. In the old-fashioned way, with your pen. Right? Not an email. You wrote a letter. I forgot. No. So b'shogig, shay chayev chatos. V'al zedono, skila. You did an amazing, you chayev skila for that. Michlal, there must be, why did the have to say that? There must be mechlal the ikav midi the ein chayav anashe gagas uchatas. There must be things where if you do it b'mezid, you're not chayav uchatas. Val zedono skila. And if you do it on b'mezid, there is no skila. The Mishnah, I think it's Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah, yes, it's Sanhedrin. The Mishnah has to go out of its way to say there are some things on Shabbos. If you do b'shogi, you chayav uchatas. If you do b'mezid, you chayav skila. But the fact that Mishnah says it like that, there must be things where it's not true. What else could it be? What else could it possibly be? Right? Maniyu, what is that? Lav the Machamer? Isn't it Machamer? So Gemara says, this question was not such a good one, because there could be two other things. Lo, there could be Tchumin Alibu Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Tchum's Doraisa. You get Skila if you walk outside the Tchum? No. It's Doraisa? Yeah, it's Doraisa. You don't get Skila for it. And or, the Havara Alibu Rabbi Yossi. Or the Milach of lighting a fire on according to Rabbi Yossi, you only get Malchus. Why? He learns it out of a pasuk. So there is something where it doesn't have to be mechamer. There are other things it could be. Okay?
What's the issue with the lava mechamer? Is it just cattle eating, or is it just resting your animal?
Not resting your animal. Having your animal not rest.
Right. So that means you kind of steal it for that?
What? According to the first man d'amar, yes. Says Rav, I don't accept that. Rav Zvid Nasni Hachi. Rav Zvid says like this. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama said like this. Ha mechamer achar behema b'shabbos. If somebody does mechamer on Shabbos, b'shogeg ein chayev chatos. B'shogeg, you're not chayev chatos. B'mezid chayev skila. And if you do b'mezid, you chayev skila. That's impossible. How can it be b'shogeg, you're not chayev chatos, and b'mezid chayev skila? Do we know they go hand in hand? Masiv Rava. One second. It's a Sanhedrin. Hamachal is a Shabbos bedavar shechiv al shadagos uchatos v'chayav and al zonos kila. They go hand in hand. Ha'ein chayav and al shadagos uchatos. If there's no shogig, ein chayav and al zonos kila. Then there's no skila either. Right. So we're Rabbi Chama said can't be right. So Gemara says 1 second. Mikatani ha'ein chayavin doesn't say it in the negative. Ha hachikamar dover shechayavin al shigagaso chatos. If there's something that you're chayav on a shogig, chayavin al zedono skila. Then if you do b'mezid, you chayav skila. However, v'yesh, there are things dover she'ein chayavin al zedono chatos. Where if you do it b'mezid shogig, you're not chayav chatos, and still v'chayavin al zedono skila. And if you do b'mezid, you chayav skila. That's a very funny thing. We don't really have something like that. U'maynia, what is it? Mechamer. It's mechamer. You do a shogig, you don't get any. You don't have to bring a carbon. You do a bezi, you get skila. That's a funny thing. Okay. Rava Achuid Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Rava was the brother of Rav Mori Bar Rachel. Okay. Who's Mori Bar Rachel? We always say that Mori Bar Rachel was a man, was a boy. Mori Bar Rachel. Mori is a man's name. I don't think it's his name is Mori today, but Mori Bar Rachel. So Mori Bar Rachel. His mother was the daughter of Shmuel. His mother was the daughter of Shmuel. The father was a man who at the time was a goy. He captured her or something. He captured her. She was captive. He at the time was a goy, and after he impregnated her, then he converted. So at the time he was conceived, his father was a goy, right? His mother was Jewish, so she's a Jew. So that's why they call him Mori Bar Rachel.
We don't normally do that.
What?
Normally, if it's a convert, it could be called by the mother's name.
Well, we did that because he wasn't a convert at the time of the at the conception. So he wasn't really it wasn't really a pure wasn't really 100% a pure Jew. He's a pure Jew halachically in every single way because his mother's a Jew. But it's a little bit of a taint. So we don't want to highlight what do we call him, Mori the son of the guy. Mori the son of the convert after he converted after he conceived. What are we going to call him? So we call him after his mother's name. Mori Bar Rachel. That's how the name got there. One sec. So it's Rava's brother. This is Rava's brother. The Amri Leh, some say, Avua de Rav Mori Bar Rachel. It was Mori Bar Rachel's father. Rava was his father. But that can't be right. So, Lishna Basra, according to the second verse, he was his father, Kasha. It can't be. Hadarav Akshrei Lord Mori Bar Rachel. Rav already said Mori Bar Rachel is kosher because his mother was a Jew, right? Umayne Bepur said the Bavel, and he made him some official in Bavel, some position of authority, right? So how could Rav be the father? It can't be. So Dilma Shrei Mori Bar Rachel Hava. There were two people named Mori Bar Rachel. There must be the only way you can answer it. There's two people in Shas named Mori Bar Rachel. This is the less famous one. And the more famous one is Shmuel's door and all that stuff. Okay, fine. Anyway, Havimasni Lola Hashmaitza Meshved Rav Yochanan Liftar. They wanted to make a putter. That if you're Mechamer, you're putter. Amar Rav Yochanan, HaMechamer Achar Behemto B'Shabbos, putter Mikulam. If you do Mechamer, you putter from everything. You know what? B'Shogi Glo Mechayev Chatos. B'Shogi Yishun Achayev Chatos. Because I agree with Rava. D'Hikshu Kol Tor Kula Avodah Zarah. I agree with Rava. You got to do something. You didn't do anything. So I agree with Rava. You have to do something. So for sure, I have a chatas. You mechamer, how you mechamer? With your voice? You didn't do anything. So now here comes your question. The Rishash says, 1 second. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds throughout Shas that talking can effectuate a maisa. He holds like that. Right? Effectuate a maisa. Right? Like for example, a kinyan. I call the animal over here, that's a maisa. I made a kinyan. I didn't do anything. All I did was call the animal over. An animal came. So that effectuates a maisa. So he would tell me over here, Yochanan says, you didn't do anything. How could you be over? What do you mean? Your talking effectuates a maisa. Like also you're not allowed to prevent the animal from eating when it's working. Right? You're not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's plowing. How do you muzzle it? So Yochanan holds throughout Shas, you can muzzle it by talking, by yelling at it. You keep screaming at it and it won't eat, you're over. I didn't do anything, I just yelled. The answer is it effectuates a maisa. The result is it doesn't eat. So what's the difference over here? So the answer is that this is what the Rashash says, that Rabbi Yochanan only holds that halacha on things you get malchus for, or kinyanim, things like that. But when it comes to a chatos, no such thing. For malchus, we'll hold from yelling. You yell at an animal, you're going to be over malchus. What do you do wrong? Well, sachsim shor b'disha, you muzzled an animal. I didn't do anything. You yelled, it's enough. But for a chatos, to bring a carbon, you have to do something. Make a distinction like that. Okay. B'mezid, nami lo mechayev. If you do b'mezid, also not chayev anything. Why? Titnan, hamachalos ha-shabes, b'dover shechayev, and al-shigas v'chatos, falsadono skila. Has to go hand in hand. Chatos skila. Ha-ein chayev, and al-shigas v'chatos, ein chayev, and al-zadono skila. If there's no chatos, there's no skila. Since there's no chatos, because he didn't do anything, there's no skila, he also didn't do anything. B'lav, nami lo mechayev. You're not chayev a lav either. Dohavile lav shenitein lahazaras misos bezin. Because it's a lav. It's a lav that results in misas bezdin. It's a what lav are we talking about? What lav is mechamer under? The lav of l'sase kol malacha. For every other thing, you get misa for that. You cook on Shabbos. You plow on Shabbos. Right? You walk. You carry something on Shabbos. You chay misa. V'chol lav. Shenitein Lazarus Misa Spezdin ain't lokin a love. Any love that results in Misa, there is no Malchus. That's a rule in Masechtas Malchus. Any love that results in Misa, there's no way you're getting Malchus for that love. So the love of Losasa Kal Malacha, normally, 39 out of 40 times, you're going to get Malchus. You're going to get Misa, I'm sorry, 38, whatever it is, you're going to get Malchus. Now you found me a Mechamer, that says, no, there's no what do you call it? There's no Misa. But the Lav normally does have Misa. And if that's the case, then there's no Malchus. Rashi says, look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. The Shah Malachas to Shabbos, everything else that you're not allowed to do on all the Malachas of Shabbos, Nami, Mehai Kra, Nafkale Azhara. How do you know you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos? Because it says in the Aseret Sedibra, so Sasakal Malacha, don't do Malacha. What's Malacha? The 39 Malachas. Hilkach, Lazarus Misas Bezdin, Nitein. It was that lav is really about Misa. Delo Anash Misa El Imkein Hizir. Because there is no Misa unless there's a warning for it. Like Losasa Kal Malacha. Don't do that. Hilkach, Iker Azarasa Lamakum Shiesh Lo Misa. Right? Asi. The main point of this mitzvah, of this Losase, is Misa. Velo Malchus, not Malchus. Therefore, such a situation, there is no Malchus. Even if what you did would warrant Malchus, there is no Malchus. Okay? So therefore it says there's no onish in this for this at all. There's no onish in Mechamer. Not a shogeg, not bemezid, not skila, not Malchus, not a chatzis, nothing. It's a lav. It's a lav in the Torah. Don't do it. Yeah. Right, I hear.
I didn't even know this right, so most lavim have a chatas, or have something.
Only the chatas, only if there's a misa spezdin. Only if there's a misa spezdin is there a chatas if you do a pishogig. If a guy, is that true?
I find something without it though.
No, like chatas. There's no misa if you wear chatas, but mezid. You get Malchus. So if you did it with Bishogig, you bring a Chatos?
Yeah,
the difference is, yeah. Right, so it must be, yeah. Because somebody eats treif Bishogig. Don't they have to bring a carbon Chatos? You don't get Misa if you do B'mezid. You shouldn't do it. I also thought that.
You don't get Misa, but you get Malchus.
Right. Now, by the way,
isn't Malchus usually associated with
No, Malchus, no. No, Malchus is in the Torah. Right? There are things you do, you get Malchus. If you do some of areas, you get Malchus. Why Hashem picked that, we don't know the answer to that question. Some things you get Malchus, some things you get Misa. We don't know why. And some things you get nothing. You speak Lashon Hara, you get Taras. Different thing. There's no Malchus, there's no carbon, nothing.
Oh, there's carbon in the...
Yeah, there's no... If, oh, B'shogig, I spoke Lashon Hara. Such a thing you could do. B'shogig, you don't bring a carbon for that. What? Right, so it's a different world. So there's different worlds. So So if it's a lav that generally gets misa, and for some quirk you're not going to get misa, you don't get malchus either. That's the rule. By the way, if I feel amanda malokin, and there's somebody out there that says you do get malchus for atzaras misa, so what? So what? 99% of the time you get misa for this. So what? But right now you get malchus. There's someone who holds that in Sanhedrin. Someone holds that. Lichter Rachmana, the right Rashi says on top. But Pesachus Makos and Daf Yud Gimel says Hacha. I feel lav leka. I'm sorry. Back to the Gemara. I feel man darma lokin. Even if you hold, you do get malchus. Lichtov Rachmana, the Torah should have said. Normally, you do get malchus on a lav shenitain lazarus mises besen. You do get malchus. However, over here, and even if you hold, you do. Over here, lichtov Rachmana lo sase kol malacha uvehemtecha. That's what it should have said. It should have said lo sase kol malacha. Don't do any malacha uvehemtecha, and that would be a signal. That would be a red flag. Ooh, I get malchus if I do it, and if my animal does it also. It's not what it says. It says, lo sase kol malacha, ata uvehemtecha. What's the ata stuck in there for? Why is ata there? Ata lamali. What is ata doing there? What does it help? What does it change the pasuk? You know why it's there? Hu nihu demachayev. You're only your chayev. Behemto lo machayev. A behem is not machayev. So even if you hold, you do get malchus for a law that normally requires misa. Even if you do hold that, not here. Because the ata throws you off. Rashi says, but in Mesechus Makos, somebody holds that if it's a law that normally requires misa, you get malchus. You can get malchus. Someone holds that. Hacha, I feel lav leka. Even here, you won't even get a lav. Why? Because the Torah wanted an aser. You don't do it, and your animal also shouldn't do it. And if your animal does it, you're going to get malchus. Keep going, mechamer, like mechamer. That's what it should have said. My ata, what's ata doing there? What's ata thrown in there? Mashma ata levadcha. Only you get malchus. Uvehemtecha levada, and your animal is also in a separate category. No malchus for the behemoth. Okay. Then we said higia lachatzar chitzona. When you get to the chatzar chitzona, you get rid of your stuff. Right? You get rid of you get the things off the animal. Amar Rav Huna, haisa behemto tuuna kli zechuchis. If the animal is carrying glass, right? It's carrying glass things. Maybe carvikas v'ksasos. You get pillows and blankets, cushions. Umaniach tachteha. Put it under the animal because you're going to untie the ropes to let the animal to let the kelim fall. Umatir hachavalim. Untie the ropes. V'hasakin oflin. The sakin is going to fall by itself, and therefore it won't crack. It won't crack. Ay vanan tanan nodos al kelim etolim b'shabbos. But didn't we say that if it could be moved on Shabbos, it could just take it right off the animal? Why do you have to do this? Just take it yourself with your hands. Then I'm muksa. The Gemara says, no. Ki kamar Rav Huna bekarnei du'umna. No, we're talking about when they use these glass test tubes to draw blood. And delo chazilei, you're not drinking from those. And you're not drawing blood today. That's what you do for a living, right? You're an intern. You're a doctor. And you have all these vials full of dirty vials. And they could take them to the laundromat. And Shabbos came. Oh, so what are you going to do with them? Nothing. You can't carry them. They're muksa, right? So what are you going to do with them? Leave them over here. I think all going to crap. All right, put a pillow there. So they'll fall on the pillow.
You have to remove them from the animal.
Hmm.
You have to remove them.
Yeah, you have to remove them. We're going to see. You have to remove them. So by the way, the one of the Achronim asks over here that. The Ramban says, one second, didn't Shimon hold that it's a kli? So you can move the kli. You can move the kli. Why are you moving the kli? You can move the kli for some purpose. We said you can move keli, you can move. Even if you're not going to use it, you can move. I need the space. As if you can move a keli. It's a kli. So what is it? It's a dirty full of a. So we had already in before that you can move Radaf Memvav. Rav Shimon held, you can move a dirty candelabra. If you need it for some other purpose. Putting aside the fact of buses. But let's say it's not that issue of buses. You can. So he says, no, this is really foul. Nobody plays with this. Nobody will use this for any other purpose. You want to tell me you have a candelabra, you can use it to cover another kli? I hear that. What are you using with these? What are you doing with them? Not doing anything with them. It serves no purpose. You know, they're very, very repulsive. They're a big turn-off. You're not going to touch them, and therefore you can't touch them. You got to put a pillow, so they fall on the pillow. So the Gemara says, one second, from Mavata Kli Mehichano, but you Mavata the Kli originally, because now I can't use the pillow. So I took a pillow and I made a pillow unusable on Shabbos. That's not allowed. Why is that not allowed? What's the problem with that? Rashi says over here, Teshuv lo yidlat le misham, v'dami l'soser. It's like you destroyed the Kli. Because I can't use the Kli anymore. Even though there's no binyan and stira by Kalim. It's not Rashi, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean it's really stira. There's no such thing as binyan and stira by Kalim. But it's like some kind of avera that you made it unusable. I took the pillow, it's a good, perfectly good pillow. Now I can't use it because there's stuff on there. Muksa stuff. So Gemara says, the answer is, bishipule zutre. It's with small vials. So that I can get the pillow out of underneath it. I can move the pillow afterwards, and the vials will just roll off the pillow and get my pillow back. I don't have to hold the pillow at all. I save them from falling, and then I move it back. I can take the pillow, you know, and move it out from under the vials. That's all good. Meisve, one second. There's a bar that says behemto to una tevel. If you're carrying, the guy was carrying tevel, which is muksa, because you can't eat tevel, you can't do anything with it, so it's muksa. Or bashashios, or glass. Mataris achavolim, you untie the ropes. Vahasakin noflin, and let them fall. Afal pish in the stubborn. It breaks? No, it breaks. So what? What could you do? You can't get a pillow. So we're going to have some over there, bekulsa. They were talking about, not metal cups, we're talking about sheets of metal. Sheets of metal. And what do you do with sheets of metal? You make them for windows. So if they break, that's okay, because you'll now have smaller windows. So it doesn't matter to you. So you don't care if it breaks. If you don't care if it breaks, then what are you bothering the pillow for? Leave the pillow out of it. Let them break.
No, it's just they're too hard to be rolled off the pillow.
That's right. Dekanami is right. Diktoni, do me the tevel. Just like tevel. With a tevel and glass. Ma tevel, delo kachazile, afachanami delo kachazile. That's right. You don't use, you know, no purpose in those, in sheets of glass. Umay afal pishim mishtabrin. What do you mean they're gonna break? Ah, ma the table lehefsid muat nami chashashu. Even for a small loss, we're concerned. Kamash malan for a small loss, we're not concerned. Kamash malan that's not true. And you can't put a pillow for a small loss, right? Right. Okay. Fine. So Rashi said, it's Doma L'Soser. That's why I read that, Rashi, because it's supposed to Isser. It's Doma L'Soser. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ha'isidheko Tuna Shalaf Shal Tvua, if your animal's carrying some bundle of Tvua, Maniach Rosho Tachteha, somehow, I think it means your head? You stick your head in there with the animal, somehow? Umasalko L'Tzad Acher, V'unofo Me'elov. Basically, you get the bundle to the floor. You can't pick it up with your hands. Muksa. What are you doing with the bundle of tvua? You didn't do anything with it. So with your head, you sort of like, you know, weasel your way in there to the animal's back and get the tvua off with your head. And the Ramban says, it's not a problem of muksa. First of all, you didn't touch it with your hands. So it's not, you're allowed to move muksa with your body, just not with your hands. And, yeah. Chamor shor b'gamlil ha'isa t'una d'vash. The chamor of Rabbi Gamliel, but by the way, why are you doing this? You're doing this, you're going to leave the animal load up the whole Shabbos? It's Tzar Baal Chaim, you can't do that. So how are you going to get it off? You're doing it in some roundabout way. Rabbi Gamliel had his animal was loaded up with dvash. He didn't want to do it till Moshe Shabbos. He didn't want to rely on this kula, a shtick like this, going over there with your body. He didn't want to rely on it. Well, Moshe Shabbos Mesa, and the animal died. Because he was machmer on Shabbos and he was mekel on Tzar Baal Chaim, the animal died. V'ha v'anan tanan no tel kelim hani tolin. But one second, dvash is you could use dvash. So why couldn't you just take off the dvash? The answer is because shehidvish. No, it's spoiled. So had it's spoiled. Now hadvash hidvish l'may chazi. Then what could you have to do with spoiled dvash? The answer is lichisa. The gemalu. You could use it for a you could put shmir the wounds of the camel, make it even with salad vash. V'yatra chavalim v'yiplu tzaken. So why can't you just untie the rope and let it fall by itself? And the answer, we have to go with your head. Just untie it, let it fall by itself. The answer is mitzdaru ziki. But what does mitzdaru ziki mean? Oh, they'll break or something, right? V'yavo kelim v'ksasa v'nech tachtea. So I can put pillows under there, let them fall on the pillows. And the answer is mitanfe. They're going to ruin the pillows for kamavat leklim heichano. And not like before, I could get it out from underneath. I can't do that here. It's all full of honey. It's all full of foul honey. It's no good. I have tzar bal lechayim, but this tzar bal lechayim. So isn't tzar bal lechayim something special? Rashi says, v'leisi doraisa. Let the doraisa of tzar bal lechayim come. V'lidchi derabanan b'vatal kli meheichano. And push aside that rabbanon, which we don't even know what the rabbanon even is. Let them push that rabbanon aside. So asks the Rashash. So let the assay of tzar bal lechayim come and push aside muksa. We have to be busy with the pillow. Just go pick it up and put it in your shed. If tzar bal lechayim, so... No, the question here is, let it be mevatel kli meichano. Get the pillow. Pillow that muksa. You're going to make the pillow not usable until after Shabbos because there's going to be dirty honey on it. No. So if you're doing that already, so just do muksa. So the Rashash answers, not all derabanans are created equal. And muksa is a very chamer derabanan. We would never suggest such a thing. Vatal kli meichano, we don't even know why it's usher. Rashi said it's like soser. But there's no such thing as soser by kelim. So some iser. That's okay. No, let's have Rabbi Chaim push it aside. But to say push it aside muksa, that would never say. That's what he answers. Anyway, kasar for tzar b'alachayim derabanan. Because this band of holds, tzar b'alachayim is only derabanan. So there's no derabanan pushing us out of derabanan. We don't say that.
And then...
No, in other words, why am I bothering to get it off? The answer is, because I'm sitting, the whole Shabbos... No, the animal has to rest, but it's from before Shabbos. It had to load on Friday afternoon. So now Shabbos came. So what do I do? So I don't know if there's an iser of behemto if it happens before Shabbos. Right, you're allowed to, like we said, you're allowed to soak the dyes before Shabbos and it can soak on Shabbos. Ah, you kill him a doom malacha, but it's allowed before Shabbos.
But you're not allowed to leave a master of your animal
Shabbos. So you did it. You did it. So but the busy with Tabal Chayim here. So if it's a Durabanan, they have two Durabanans fighting each other, so why should one beat the other?
I think Durabanan also wins.
What?
I think Durabanan says two
Durabanans
against each other, so why can't one Durabanan violate?
Because there's also an Asay here.
Asay.
Of Shabbos, to rest on Shabbos. Habay Ashkechi L'Rabba, to come a Shav Sheish L'Lebrei, Agva Durchamara. Listen to this. Abaya found Rabba playing, his kid was playing with the donkey. So, after we just Rabbeinu Chananel inside, because if I say it outside, I won't do it justice. Rabbeinu Chananel says like this. Listen to this. Rabba haya maile umorid b'no. He was taking his son up and down. Ke'ein shifshuf, like rubbing him. Al gabe hachamor, on the side of the donkey. Min hatzad, lo al shedro shel chamor. Not on top of the donkey, not on the back of the donkey, on the side of the donkey. Kederech rechiva, no. Elohayim Moshe v'algabi chamor v'hatinok, and the baby, the child, hamizgader tachas tachta, I'm sorry, hamizgader v'nachis, v'aviv machzik bo umachziko, shol yipol la'aretz. Somehow he was throwing him or having him go up and down the side of the donkey to play with him. On Shabbos. You hear that? The rabbi was doing with his son on Shabbos. He's playing with his son on Shabbos on the side of the donkey. It's a fascinating Rabbeinu Chananel. Anyway, Amalei kamishtamish marav al chayim, using an animal. You only use an animal. Amalei studin heim. Nah, it's the side of the animal. If it's studin, lo gosu be rabbanon. There's no gzera on that. There's only gzera on top of an animal, not on the side. There's no such gzera.
Guess the animal's not looks anymore.
What? There's no gzera on the side. Menatimra. Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from? It says, Ditnan. Our Mishnah said, Mater chavalim. You go to the animal, you untie the ropes. Fasak and Oflin. And that's to let the things fall. My lav, the chever gvalki? Aren't we talking about these kind of ropes where they're on the side of the animal? So even if you're busy with the sides of the animal, touching the animal, whatever, that's okay. To have a look, stodin, stodin, look, that's a very abundant. That's how I made that conclusion. Sabaya says, no, I think you have it wrong. Lo, bechever agvalki. The ropes are on top of the animal. Lo havit stodin. And there is no sides. You're not touching the sides. Inami or belechta, some kind of ring or something that you can undo. So I think you made a mistake. Huh? Where the ropes are. So if the ropes are on top, then Rabba would agree it's a problem. But Rabba assumed the ropes are on the side of the animal. So if you have to touch the animal to get the ropes off, that's okay. As a Rabba says, that's okay. I can play with my kid on the side of the animal. Right? Same thing. So Rabbi says, I think you're wrong. I think it's on top. Right? Isvei. Abai asked Rabba a question anyway. It says in Sukkah like this. Shtayim bidi adam. Let's say you have two walls are man-made. V'achaz b'ilon. And one wall is made with a tree. You have three walls. It could happen, such a thing. You have two walls, and the third wall is a tree. Right? By sukkah. K'sheira, it's a valid sukkah. V'enolon l'b'yantif. You can't go up there on yantif. Why can't you go up there? Because you're going to be using the tree. So you'll be using the tree. Now, what does that have to do with animals? So one of the Akronim here says, the Igli Tal says, so there must be some connection with the tzdodim of a tree and the tzdodim of an animal, the same. The sides of a tree, the sides of an animal must be the same halacha. Otherwise, what are you bringing a riot from Sukkah?
Because either the next Mishnah or that Mishnah itself says, whatever you make it on the
side
of an
animal. One second. We don't even make it up the animal. My life, aren't we talking about the chok baby Elon? That somehow it's like embedded in the tree, the havilut stodin, and you're using the side of a tree, if it's stodin asurin, and it's stodin arasar. The Igli Tal says, so there must be somehow some svara that just the side of a tree is a problem, the side of an animal is a problem. They have nothing to do with each other, animals and trees. They must be connected. Oh, what kind of kash is this? One second. But no one mentions that. I know in sukkah, that's the next gemara. They would use an elephant for a wall of a sukkah. I know, it's a gemara over there. But it doesn't matter. Don't talk about that here. Don't talk about trees. So, lo, that's not the case. Dekafti le'ilon v'anach sichach alecha, dekamashtamash b'ilon. No, your mamash using the tree. Ihachi. So therefore, it's not a question of tzadin. It's the mamash tree itself. Ihachi, eim seifa. Look at the seifa of that mishnah. Shlosh b'di adam, three walls man-made, v'achas b'ilon. And the fourth wall is made by a tree. Kshera, v'olab yantif. You can even go up on that tree on yantif. You can even use the sukkah on yantif. V'dekafi l'ilon, I olab yantif. But if you somehow embedded the tree, how could you use that sukkah? Right? V'elamai, sodan asurin. Then it's, do you want to tell me it's sodan or asur? Sof, am I olab yantif. Why are you allowed to use it? Ela, hasam, you know why it's mutter? B'gavaza, parchasa d'ilon, gufe, dofein, ba'alma, hu d'shavye. Which means, we're talking about a gavaza de parasechina, which is a tree that has a lot of branches. And the tree itself is, you're only using the tree for a wall. Not for the schach. That's what they had thought before. You're only using the tree for a wall. If you're only using the tree for a wall, then what's the story? If you're only using the tree for a wall, then yeah, don't touch the wall. Then it's not a problem. Right? Dekanami, the Tony Zaklau. Kol ilu shenita la'ilon. If you took the tree away, v'yachol lamo la'omed olna b'yantif, and they can go up there, shmamina. That's the issue. So it had nothing to do. It had nothing to do with the tree itself, and therefore that's not a raya to what I said before. That's how we end off. Yes. So we have no issue. We have no answer about the tzdadim of the tree. Because I wasn't talking about tzdadin, I was talking about the tree itself. And also, we have no answer about what's the story with tzdadin of an animal. So the tzdadin of an animal remains a machlokas. Rava seemed to say it was okay. Abaye said it's not okay. Now the Gemara says, Lema kitanoi, let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Where am I? Lema kitanoi, let's say it's a machlokas tanoim about the tzdadin of a tree. And we'll get into hammocks tomorrow. Tzadim of a tree. Right? Can you? We hold no, you can't. But we'll get to the tzidei tzadim. Two removed. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos.